You have some consistency on the O-line. You've had the same group moving forward a few games, and you know, it looks like they'll continue. How much more do you feel like you can kind of do? How much more can you call? How much more do you feel like your guys are able to do?
Well, I think we're going to run the same offense, call the same plays. But what happens is, and we've talked about it the last few weeks, guys do a little bit better blocking their matchups, and then they get used to working together. So we're hopeful that the things that we're doing will just look better. And that's sort of where we're at with it.
Why was the red zone such an adventure Thursday?
You know, it's, we just, I keep saying it, but we just need to execute better. It's been that way. You know, we did a really nice job of moving the ball. I thought we took advantage of tempo. You know, I thought we controlled the pace extremely well. We did some of those things in the red zone. It's just, you just got to keep working on it. You know, there's individual reasons why. But, you know, there's times when you get down there, you run a first, you run a second down play, and then it's a third down play for a score or a field goal. And, you know, it happens. It's sort of like production. You know, you produce well for a while, and then we just got to keep working through it.
Richard Sherman gets a lot of the publicity for that defense, and teams have kind of stayed away from him. What will the approach be Sunday? Will you attack him? Will you stay away?
Well, we're going to run our offense. You know, we have a healthy respect for who he is as a player. And that secondary, that whole secondary is outstanding. So if you think of it that way, then we're not going to throw the ball anywhere. You know, I think that's the way you have to approach it from our standpoint. We just have to run our offense. If we call a progression that happens to be over to the right, then we got to read it out properly and throw it to the open guy. And same can be said if we call one to the left or one in the middle of the field. So, you know, that's the way we're going to approach it. We certainly have a healthy respect for the fact that he's one of the finest corners in the league, but I do think we've got some good receivers that can go out and match up.
Why are they so effective running that cover three zone?
Well, I think they're a very effective defense because they got an outstanding secondary. They've got marquee players on every level of the defense. They're very sound defensively, so they don't give up a lot of big plays. And then when you drop back to pass, you know, they're a quick, fast defense that can get pressure on the quarterback. And then when you got long corners out on the perimeter, you know, they're tall. You know, other than Earl Thomas, you know, everybody in their secondary is probably over 6'1", you know, when you look at just how they line up. And so when you have length, they do a good job with their hands. You know, it makes it a challenge.
Have you ever advised the quarterback not to throw to a certain side because a guy was that good?
There was a guy that played once way back in a former life. There was a guy named Deion Sanders that we went into a game and said, just absolutely stay away from him. You know, other than that, you got to just call your offense. I think, you know, we got to play, and we have confidence in our players, and we just got to go out and try to execute.
As an offensive coach, do you measure your team against a defense like this?
Well, here's what we're trying to do, and I think the game starts at what, 4:30? 4:30. So between 4:30 and 7:15, right, what is it, about 3 hours and 15 minutes, we want to be better than the Seahawks, period, and do what we can to do that. And hopefully if we play things the right way, we'll come out with a victory. And that's what we're trying to do. Beyond measuring that, we're just trying to go out and be better than the Seahawks for that 3 hours and 15 minutes.
It'll be 7:45.
Okay, whatever, however it is.
Whatever.
No,
we're
going to run the ball, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Do they like to stay in their nickel? Do they like to get in that nickel defense versus their base?
Yeah, they'll play nickel. They're like most teams. They'll try to match up. If we put three receivers on the field, then they'll match up with three DBs, but they'll also play with their base, you know. And I think sometimes teams have to end up playing in base if we end up, you know, running a tempo play and they can't get substitutions in.
Did your tempo get affected by the fact that you mentioned the marquee players? They're also cohesive. They've been together for. Does that mute the effectiveness of tempo?
I don't think so. You know, we try to control pace and we kind of try to do what we do, but we have a healthy respect. You know, and part of game planning is evaluating what the matchups are, and areas that you want to attack on a defense. And you do it within your scheme. So we do more of one thing and less of another. And trying to control the pace is just part of what we do.
Last eight games, you've been really successful on your first and second possessions. Right. A, how important has that been? And B, do you do much? I mean, you guys still do scripting like Andy used to do?
Yeah, we go in with a set of opening thoughts. And then the game plays out. You know, if you get the ball backed up, then you get to other things. But yeah, we try to script out the way we want it. And the way we script it out, we like to score touchdowns early. You know, I think everybody does. I think it can be said the best formula for us is if we can get ahead of a team. You know, I think that's a good thing. And fortunately, in the games that we've played well on offense, we've done that. And that's something that you try to do.
Is this guy as good as anybody since Deion?
Sure. He's an outstanding player, and he's certainly one of the best corners in the league. And, you know, I think the effect that he has on the offense as he plays, it's pretty obvious.
Why was Mark effective on the ground on the few option plays when she kept the ball in range?
Well, they weren't option plays. They were zone reads. He did a good job of deciding not to give it. And then when he ran with the football, he got yards and got down.
Was that a game plan thing, or was that something you saw during the course of the game and he adjusted?
No, we run those type plays every week. There's times when we run it where the read says give it. And so we've run more of those type plays throughout the year. Just to the casual observer, though, they don't come out as quarterback runs because you end up giving the ball.
Is it a byproduct of his comfort that he did hold on to it? Is it a byproduct of his comfort level as he's going on that he did hold on to it?
No, I think he's, you know, he's made good decisions all along. When there's a choice to be made, if they take away one, you do the other. And last Thursday night, they took away one, and he did the right thing.
It seemed like those first two drives, you were going as fast as you had since you guys have been here as far as pace and tempo. What qualities does Mark have that enable him to really kind of run the show at a really high speed?
Well, first, I think he came in and he learned our system. Because he's been in there playing as a starter, he's more and more comfortable with the people around him. And the more you do something, the more proficient you get at it. And I think that's just but I do think he's a quick thinker. I think he's a good decision maker, so the ball can come out quickly. And as we've been talking about, he's done a good job making good decisions in the run game when he's part of the run, you know, scheme.
How do you evaluate Cooper's production this season?
I think Coop's played well. I really do. I think you can't just look at the stats sheet and try to measure this year to last year, and that's the only thing I would go on with him. But he's blocked well. He's competed well, and when we've gone his way, he's made plays. So I think he's doing fine.
The touchdown that Mark threw to Matthews, he was rolling left through, obviously, he's right-handed quarterback. You don't see a lot of guys who are right-handed be able to roll left and throw that way. Has he always had that? Is that something you guys have worked with him on or noticed in his athletic
play? No, that's always been part of his game. You know, he's good on the run, and that's sometimes not easy for right-handed quarterbacks rolling left, but you know, he actually made a really fine throw to Jordan. It was a tight window, and he had to fit it in there, and he actually did a really nice job with it. But that's part of what he does. You know, we run our keepers right or left, depending on how we form in it based on the field, and so he actually did a good job.
You were talking about zone read. For quarterbacks like Nick and Mark, who typical, more classic pocket passers, is there a learning adjustment period as far as getting used to running it?
It's really much simpler than it sounds. It really is. And, you know, I think what's important is regardless of what your skill set is, if you make the decision to pull it, then you get what you can and you get down. So you see it around the league. There's teams now that have followed suit, and there's a lot of teams that are doing it. We saw last night Tannehill did it a couple of times. And depending on your level of athletic ability, then that's how much you can get beyond that. But if you do it the right way, you're certainly going to at least get some yards.
On a touchdown that Sanchez scored, he seemed to pull the ball out of McCoy's belly at the last possible second. Is that something?
Same type play we're talking about. Yeah, and then he did a good job of scoring with it. Because when you get close,
it almost seemed like McCoy thought he was going to get it, and he
didn't. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good job by both those guys, you know. And I think, you know, when you get down there nice and tight like we were, then you'll notice from a defensive standpoint, if there is a post player, there's no place for him to go. So there's times when there's an extra one down there, and Mark did a good job of getting it in and taking a hit.
What's Andrew Garner doing well at right guard, and that makes you want to stick with him?
Well, we think he's playing well. I think he does a good job in the run game. He's got an ability where he can stick on blocks. He doesn't splash off blocks, so when he gets to the second level, he can latch on to blocks pretty well. And then I think he's got pretty decent instincts in terms of the pass protection and passing off twists. And, you know, again, he's been in there at right guard for a few weeks, and I think he'll only get better as he continues to work there with Lane and Kels.
One more on the red zone. When you look at those plays, is there anything that – any common denominator on a lot of them, on some of them, or does it seem like it's a different thing each time?
Yeah, I think they're specific in a lot of ways. Some of it's situational by game, but for the most part, a lot of it comes down to when we start talking about turnovers or lack thereof.
In that regard, were you trying to be very conservative?
I don't think we go down there with the idea that we're going to just see what we can get it down to one play, and then if we don't make it, kick a field goal. We're trying to be as aggressive in the red area as we would be out in the field.
In respect to Cooper and not comparing his numbers to last year, have there been elements that have changed for him where that would negate?
No, he's doing fine. He's doing absolutely very, very well. So in our eyes.
Pat, you were with Cleveland when Russell Wilson came out. I'm sure you evaluated him. Can you remember what you thought of him during the evaluation process and what stood out?
Well, he's a winner, and I think that's first and foremost, and that's what you're looking for in a quarterback, a guy that can lead his team to victories, and that was very obvious. He's got an excellent set of legs on him. You know, he can move around and do all the things that you would like to do as a quarterback. I think mobility is something that quarterbacks need to have. He throws the ball extremely well, and you know, you put it all together, I think they found a good system for him in Seattle, and you know, he's playing well. He led his team to a Super Bowl, and it's not a surprise to me after watching him come out.
Why do you suspect he fell to the third?
Oh, I don't know.
Had great mobility, which is what coaches seem to look for now.
Yeah, I mean,
what was the kind of the knock against him where people were not having him as a
The only thing that somebody might knock him for might be his height, but for the most part, he can do all the things you need to do in this league, and he's proved it.
Okay.
Good.